The sights and sounds of Chinatown are unique, so too is the area's distinctive perfume. That, according to Dolores Mallring, who has lived in the area for 38 years.
When the sun comes and the heat starts, that's it. It takes your breath away. It's just the urine smell that heats up and it comes up from the sidewalk and it just engulfs you and you're just, it's nasty.
Mallring says the sidewalks become toilets at night and merchants and city workers clean them each morning.
This is River and Pauahi, where we have a great concentration of homeless people who squatter on our sidewalks and also across where our Alok Park is.
Shulon Schubert Kwok is president of the Chinatown Business and Community Association. Schubert Kwok wants to locate a portable restroom on wheels on Pauahi Street and another at Keikaulike Mall.
We want to put a toilet in the corner here because we have a huge concentration around this area. But some of the merchants said, we don't want in the toilet next to our shop. I said, you have to because this is public land. And if you don't like it, move your shop.
But Honolulu City Council Public Safety and Economic Development Committee Chair Carol Fukunaga, who also represents Chinatown, wants to find solutions that can be supported by property owners, businesses, government agencies, and communities.
We do have funding amendments to the administration's budget, $450,000 in the operating budget side and $500,000 in the CIP budget side. And so it's a starting point for cleaning up some of the worst areas in Chinatown.
Fukunaga says the goal is to provide restrooms that are safe, secure, and usable, especially for the chronic homeless in the area. Commercial real estate broker Andy Friedlander testified before the Public Safety and Economic Development Committee and asked lawmakers to start on city property first.
I'm only familiar with the Sun Yat-sen Park next to the Hawaii Theater, where we have homeless living, urinating and defecating there every hour of the day. There's a great opportunity to get one of these European toilet facilities and shower facilities and put it on land you already own right there.
The city administration has completed a report to the city council to identify potential sites for the installation of public restrooms, and a meeting is being scheduled with the city parks and recreation department to discuss facilities for the Sun Yat-sen Park. Meanwhile, Mallring makes her way to Chinatown on her motorized chair to buy vegetables.
The stench, yeah, it's overpowering. It's only going to get worse.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.